Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today's the Lockdown Podcast. The UK, which is where I'm from, went into lockdown yesterday on the 23rd of March, and that was my birthday, so cheers for the birthday present, Boris. Nearly all shops have shut, except for essential shops. Construction sites are still operating. You are allowed to go out exercising, so that's running, cycling and for a walk. I've been for a cycle ride today, an 8-mile cycle ride, and I went to get some shopping and I took the long way around for walking. Everyone I saw was adhering to the 2-metre rule. What I did see, which sort of has pissed me off a bit, is people are wearing these rubber gloves, and I saw two sets of them, one just chucked on the floor on a grassy verge and one stuffed in a bush. And, you know, these are all residential areas. So, come on, people, if like you're going to wear rubber gloves to protect yourself and others, don't take them off and fucking lob them in the street. Use your heads. Or just don't wear them. I don't wear them. But if you want to wear them, but just put them in the bin. Be sensible. Don't be a knob. Like the knobs that I've seen today do that. I didn't actually see them do that, but I did see the gloves. Yeah, it's a strange old time, isn't it, with all this... I just took a drink of water. It's like a strange time with all what's going on. Nearly the whole world in lockdown. But for the first time, really, ever, I would imagine everyone, or mostly everyone, has got the same problem. And it's this virus, coronavirus, COVID-19. Everyone's got the same problem. A few last of my podcasts, I've done some theories of why and how, some conspiracy theories and things like that. Putting all that aside, it doesn't matter really where this virus came from, if it was released on purpose, if it was from a bat soup, if there is a virus, if it's about beta testing for something else happening, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, we're locked down and this is what we've got to deal with. Me, myself, I found to be a lot nicer to people when I pass in the street. I've been stopping and saying hello and chatting to them, because we've all got the same problem. We now realise it's not just us in the world. Other people do exist. Other people do have problems. There's other people beyond our bubble of life. And I think, in a funny sort of way, it could bring humanity together. I'm hoping it will bring humanity together. I know I've banged on about technology before being the downfall of humanity and things like that, but it is playing a pivotal role at the minute in what people do, through communication, through live streams, through messaging, through phone calls, and that's really good. It's serving a real purpose, because it is scary. And like, it is scary. No one knows what's going on. You're having things like your freedoms taken away from you. So far in the UK, it's not as bad as Europe. But then again, Europe's a different cultural system. They've got more people over there, a lot more old people. So it's just a fucking crazy time, isn't it? It really is mad. But I'm just hoping this will bring humanity together. I'm hoping people will realise it's not just them in the world, and I'm including me, myself, in this. I've been selfish in the past, so if people are listening and say, well, I know what you're like, well, yeah, fucking we all do. We all think about ourselves, but maybe it's time that we shouldn't. Maybe it's time we should just stop if we see someone in the street and go, hello, just wave to them, or smile, because I'll tell you what, it makes you feel so good when you do that. I just think you might brighten that person's day up, and vice versa. So yeah, regardless of how this virus has got about or come about, we've just got to stick together, and we will get through this. It's going to be tough for some people. I'm quite lucky in the sense of, if I go out for a run, walk or cycle, I live near a beach, and the other side of that's like vast countryside, and also we've got some nice set of woods near us. It's not the same for the people who lives in cities in Europe. It's not the same for people who live on their own, who do not really understand what's going on. And that's going to be a scary time. So as a human race, we've all got to come together. We've got to put our prejudices. I can't even say it. We've got to put our beefs, we'll say beef because I can't say the word, our beef aside with like people. We've got to support people. We've got to be there for them. Try it. If you can get out and you're walking down the street and someone is coming towards you, keep the 2 meter distance and just smile and say hello to them. It make you feel good. It make them feel good. Stop and have a chat. Like a quick chat just to see how they are. Just say, how are you? How are you? Just, you know, see how people are like, how it's affecting, because it's going to be a big impact on mental health. My anxiety this morning was pretty bad. But then again, I read the news and I'm going to stop reading the news. It's fucking... For like this, when before we got the shutdown of the UK, and a bit before, I downloaded some news apps just so if the shit did hit the fan, like it sort of semi has now, I could sort of get a gist of how the news works and how the wordings it is. And it is, it's very ambiguous. The media do not help matters. They do scaremonger, and I think that's a big part of it. They do scaremonger. I wouldn't listen to anyone on Twitter or anyone on Facebook because they do not... you're like hearing these rumours. Well, my sister's boyfriend's mum's best friend heard this from someone else. You don't want that. You need it direct. The part of England where I'm from, we've hardly got any cases. We've got 2 confirmed. But the people who I have spoke to, or there's a lot of people that are saying... that this is what sort of they had at Christmas time. And then it went, then it came back and they had it again. So, I don't know, as you know, has it been around before? They've said, is there something else? I don't know, but that's not what this podcast is about this time. This podcast is about being there for one another. I did write a statement on Instagram, which I think was pretty good. I'm not just saying it because I did it. I think it's good. That people can... I'm just trying to find on my phone. Ah, here we go. So this is what I put on Instagram. It's fucking mad though, isn't it? Think about it. All the world has the same problem at the same time. This is a time where we should all come together and be as one. It's a massive reset for the human race. Good can be taken from this shit time, and we can come out stronger and realise there is more people in the world than just us in our own little bubble. Now that's what I put. I put that last night. I still believe that to be true. Well, it is true. It's just, we just need to realise that there's more than us. We need to be there for one another. So yeah, that's the serious side, or semi-serious side. I'm just checking my phone. I shouldn't be, that so fucking rude of me, sorry. That's the serious side gone. But yeah, with all this lockdown going on, cats still don't give a fuck, do they? Cats do just not care. I know dogs don't care as much, but cats, they've just got no knowing on what's going on. I've passed loads of cats that just look at you and think, ah, fuck you. Cats do not care about what's going on in the world. So yeah, to be a cat at this time would be brilliant. What I'm thinking of doing is I'm going to be doing a live podcast in a few days or within a week's time. On this live podcast, if you want to listen to it live, you'd have to download an app called Podbean. It's free, and it's free to listen to the live podcast. If you don't want to download that, you can just pick it up on a podcast platform. I'm feeling really, really hard to talk today. You can pick it up on another podcast platform. Okay, so I'm doing this live podcast. I will be giving out a phone number. It's not my personal phone number. I will be giving out a phone number, and you can text questions or things in that you'd like to talk about or things like that. So that will be going on. And also, you can interact if you do listen to it live on the Podbean. It does take you to a page, like a message page thing, so you can send me a message and we can interact like that. I just thought it'd be good. It's the closest thing that I can work out for it to be like a live radio show. But bearing in mind, if you do come on or you do write things, it will be spoke about on the podcast and it will be going out unedited and uncensored, because that's what this podcast is all about, free speech. Even though we haven't got free movement at the minute, we still have a free speech so far. And I don't think they can take that away. Well, I hope they can't take that away from us, but who knows? I didn't think last week or like the week before we'd be on lockdown. So it shows how much I know about things. I was adamant we wouldn't be going on lockdown. I said, oh, they won't do it here, we won't stand for it. But obviously, due to certain circumstances with people not adhering to the 2 meter rule, it's like happened like that. I don't think we'll go into full lockdown, purely because I just don't think we will. But then again, I've been wrong before, so I'll be probably wrong again. I really hope not, because if I can't get out to like even just go for exercise or go as far as 100 yards from like sort of my house, that it's going to drive people crazy. Here in the UK, it's for 3 weeks. It's not an awful long time, but it is for someone who's just stuck in them four walls on their own. It's going to be a hard time. And I think we should all maybe do something to help of what we can. That's why just saying hello to someone down the street, because you don't know their situation. I hadn't really planned this podcast, to be fair, so if it's a bit all over the place, I'm sorry. People are worried, like as I've said before, but we will get through this. We got through the world wars. And maybe this is just a massive reset for the human race to think, maybe it's God's way of saying, look, just be nice to each other. And this is bringing everyone together. So what have you all been doing in these uncertain times? I've been watching a lot of films. I've been watching a lot of disaster movies. Not the time to watch them, but I've been watching them. What else have I been doing? Well, I'm still at work, but as I say, this week was my week off. So last week was at work. This week I've been cycling, walking, tried to enjoy my birthday yesterday. Then we got put on lockdown. Oh, excuse me. I've just been finishing off my birthday cake. Some nice chocolate birthday cake. But this is the time to like get fit, especially in the UK. Go out there, go for walks, go for a long walk, a long, you know, like maybe a 3-hour, 2-hour walk, if like you can appreciate nature, walk around some woods, hear the birds singing. I tell you what, it was beautiful on the bike ride today, just like sort of seeing the birds flying about, like sort of hardly no one about. But the people I did see were friendly, that I said hiya to, and they said hiya back. Yeah, so it's just uncertain times at the minute. And as I say, we need to be there for everyone. Massive thanks to everybody who's been on the podcast and listens to the podcast. We've hit over 5,000 downloads, and that's just under 2 years, which is pretty good. I'm just going to keep chipping away. I do this for a hobby, or all my money goes into it. Well, not all my money, but my own personal money goes into it for microphones, gear, memory cards and things like that, and petrol if I've got a guest on, which I won't have any guests on face to face for a while. But it brings me to the point, no matter where you are in the world, if you've got some sort of internet connection and you want to come on a podcast, or you want to talk, or come on the podcast, my podcast, not a podcast, but want to come on my podcast, you're more than welcome. And we can do it through Skype, or we can do it through WhatsApp, or we can do it through a Wi-Fi phone call. That's going to be easier that way, because we don't want to be spending loads of money speaking to everyone from one country to the next. As I say, we've got Skype, we've got a phone call way of doing it. So if you want to come on the podcast, even if it's for 5 minutes, we can do a 5-minute podcast and we can talk about anything you want. We can review films, we can talk about films. I'm going to start doing at least one podcast a week while like people in lockdown. If it helps, it helps. I hope it doesn't drive people to suicide listening to my podcasts. But all joking aside, if you're in that sort of mindset of like you're scared and anxious like I was this morning, take deep breaths, go outside, look up to the sky, come back in, read, do a bit of exercising, because the exercise makes you feel so much better, and come on my podcast and talk about anything you want to talk about. As I say, I'm going to be reviewing some films. I know none of you will like my reviews, but it's just to keep you entertained. What else? I was going to do a podcast about a funny story that happened, but I think I'll do that. I'm just listening. I'm just near my chimney, and it's an open fire, and I've got a... I can hear a pigeon in it. How strange. I hope he's not stuck, or she. They'll be fucked. They won't be able to get out. They're probably sat at the top because I've got some sort of netting on it. I've got one of them canopies on it, so like they can't get stuck. So yeah, I was going to do a funny story podcast, but I don't know whether to do it in this podcast or not. Say no, I won't. I'll do a separate podcast, so you'll probably have two podcasts coming out at the same time. I don't want to bombard everyone with podcasts because I'll just do everyone's head in, but maybe one or two a week. At least one a week's coming out. Some of it's going to be done on my phone, so if the sound quality is not so good, that'd be the reason why. I just wanted really to just say to people, no one's on their own through this. I know I've been an arsehole and said some arsehole things in the past, but I think it's made me realise how much of an arsehole I have been and can be. And to the people I've upset and pissed off, I'm sorry. I think we need to take a massive step back and just look at ourselves. And it's yeah. So it's making me into a better person. I have treated people like shit, and I probably will do, but I'm trying my best to not get as angry and irritable as I mean, it's hard, and it's gonna be hard. I'm not saying it isn't gonna be hard. But for me personally, I just wanna try and be a better person. So if anyone needs anything doing, and I can do it, the offer's there. Obviously we can't all do miracles. If you want to talk about anything on the podcast, I'll just let your frustration out. You can do, because it's all ambiguous on Facebook, Twitter and things like that. So you're more than welcome to just come on the podcast, even if it's just off your say. I can just say, welcome to the Tim Biscuit podcast. You can have your say, and like that be it. There'll be nothing to make anyone look stupid or feel bad. If you wanted to cry on the podcast, I know it's a strange thing to say, but you're more than welcome to just come on and talk. No one's going to think any less of you if you start crying, because it's a scary time, and like it is, I'm not so much scared of getting the virus. I'm more scared of... And this is me personally, so don't lambast me for it. I'm more scared of them saying, you've got to stay in. Because from my mental health point of view, I can't do that. I felt so good going out for a cycle ride. But I don't think we'll go down that route down the UK. We will do if pricks start arsing about and start defying things. We've just got to grin and bear it. I'm sure this lockdown's up for 3 weeks in the UK and then to be reviewed. So I'm hoping they might lighten the restrictions. I really am hoping they do that. They might not do that, but I'm hoping they will do. And if they don't, it'll probably put back another week and get reviewed week to week. So I didn't have anything planned. I'm just going off the cuff here. Normally, I have got stuff planned. I know I don't do notes, but normally I have got stuff planned in my head. But it's just been all a bit of up in the air. So there'll be two podcasts out this week. This one and maybe a funny story one. My phone's ringing. I don't know who that is. Oh, I know exactly who that is. I think it's a float centre. I was booked in for a float centre because I've been to them sensory deprivation tanks before, and I booked one for the 26th, and that's the number that's probably going to say it's been cancelled. So yeah, when all this goes, not if, when it all goes, and there's a float centre near you, go to a float centre. It's fucking brilliant. I'll probably do a podcast on it. I'm sure I've mentioned it before. But yeah, this is just a podcast to say the Tim Biscuit podcast is here for anyone who wants to talk. I might not be very good at counting or things like that, but that's not what it's about. It's just to say, if you're on your own, you're feeling scared and upset, and if you want to talk, I'm here. So yeah, it's just nice to know. Ah, the phone in again, motherfuckers. You know what I mean? I've got a podcast. So anyway, I'm gonna have to go. This phone's ringing. But all take care of yourselves. Remember, anyone is welcome on the podcast. You're more than welcome. And message, follow my Instagram, because I'm going to be doing more on my Instagram. I'm going to be doing some live videos and things like that. And we'll take it from there. Okay, I'm going to have to go. They've phoned me twice. Plus, I might get my deposit back. Woohoo! Not that I can spend it on fucking out. Amazon's still open, though. So I might treat myself to something. A Chrome DVD or something. But yeah, on a serious side, the Tim Biscuit podcast is here for you on these shit times, okay? This is a 20-minute podcast, so thanks for listening. Take care. Bye. The Tim Biscuit podcast.